Chapter 12. The Note. I visited Wuthering Heights once after Kathy left, but Joseph held the door closed and would not let me enter. Now I get my news from Zilla, who thinks that Kathy is proud and does not like her. The first thing Kathy did when she arrived was to run upstairs and lock herself in Linton's room, Zilla told me. The next day she came down and asked for the doctor. She said that Linton was very ill and needed medicine.
We know that, replied Mr. Heathcliff. But Linton's life is worth nothing, so I will spend nothing on him.
After that, Kathy stayed with Linton. He cried and groaned, and she could not sleep. No one would help her or send for the doctor. One night in late September, about a month after she had married Linton, Kathy went to Zilla. Tell Mr. Heathcliff that his son is dying, she said. Zilla took Kathy's message to Mr. Heathcliff. A few minutes later, he came out with a lantern and went to Linton's room. Zilla followed. Kathy was sitting next to the bed. Heathcliff held up the lantern and looked at his son.
Well, he is dead, he said. Then he turned to her. Now, Kathy, how do you feel?
She was quiet.
How do you feel? He repeated.
He's safe and I am free, she answered. So I should feel well. But I have been with him so many hours alone that I feel like I am dead myself.
After Linton's death, Kathy stayed upstairs for 2 weeks. Zilla tried to help her, but she proudly asked to be left alone. Mr. Heathcliff went up once to show her Linton's will, because Mr. Heathcliff had made her marry Linton, and then Edgar Linton had died. Heathcliff's son had owned Thrushcross Grange. Now Linton was dead, and he had left everything to his father in his will. Mr. Heathcliff now owned Wuthering Heights and Thrushcross Grange. Kathy was left with nothing, and she had nowhere to go.
This is why she has to live at Wuthering Heights and is so unhappy. Linton died last winter, sir.
When Nelly had finished the story, she said, Only a year ago, I did not believe that 1 year later I would be telling this story to a stranger. But I can see that you like Kathy Linton, sir, and you cannot be happy living alone. Stop, I said, and I laughed. Yes, I may love her, but why would she love me? And I live in the city and must return there. No, Mrs. Dean, it is not possible. After I had listened to Nellie Dean's story, I decided that I had to leave Thrushcross Grange as soon as possible. I did not want to live near to my landlord for one more second. I am now much better, and although it is the middle of January, I have decided to ride to Wuthering Heights to let Mr. Heathcliff know that I am leaving. I came to Thrushcross Grange in October and have rented it for 1 year. I plan to spend the next 6 months in London, and he can look for another tenant after October. I will not spend another winter in this place. Yesterday was a bright and cold January morning. I rode to Wuthering Heights and took a note from Nellie Dean to Kathy. When I got there, the front door was open, but the gate was locked. I saw Hareton in the garden and called him. He came and opened it. We entered the house together. Kathy was sitting in front of the fire, cutting vegetables for lunch. She was quieter than before, and her beautiful face was very unhappy. She looked at me quickly, but she did not say hello. I moved towards her and quietly put Nellie's note next to her hand. She looked at it quickly and then at me. "What is this?" she asked loudly and pushed it onto the floor. "It's a note from Mrs. Dean," I said. Hareton immediately ran across the kitchen and took it before she could pick it back up. "Mr. Heathcliff should see this first," he said. Kathy turned away from us and began to cry. Hareton stared at her for a few seconds, and then he threw the note at the floor by her feet. She took it quickly and read it. "Oh, I want to be at Thrushcross Grange," she said. "Oh, I'm tired, Hareton." And she threw her head back and closed her eyes. "Mrs. Heathcliff," I said, "Nellie is always talking about you. Please, can you give me some news to take to her?" "You must tell her," replied Kathy, "that I would like to answer her letter, but there is no paper in this house and no books." "No books?" I cried. "How can you live without them?" "Mr. Heathcliff never reads," she said, "so he burned my books. I have not seen one for weeks. Once, Hareton, I found some books in your room, some stories and poetry. I took them to read, but you stole them back, although they are no use to you because you can't read." When he heard this, Hareton turned red. "I did not take those books," he cried. "I think Hareton would like to learn to read," I said, trying to help him. "He wants to be like you."
"And he will see me become stupid at the same time," she replied tiredly, "because there is no one intelligent here to talk to."
At that moment, Heathcliff entered. He had changed since I last saw him. He looked thinner, and his face was more sad than angry. Kathy immediately stood up and went to the kitchen. Hareton watched her go. Heathcliff did not see me, but looked at the two young people. Then he said to himself quietly, "It is strange, but when I look for Hindley in his face, I see only hers. It is difficult to look at him." I stepped forward then and told him that I was there.
"It's good to see you out of your house, Mr. Lockwood," Mr. Heathcliff replied. "I was worried that you were unhappy here in this wild place." "It was a stupid idea to live here," I said. "I must go back to London next week, and I will not keep Thrushcross Grange after October." "Well, you must pay for the full 12 months for the tenancy," he replied. "Mr. Lockwood, you must stay for dinner. Kathy, bring the things in. Where are you?"
Kathy quickly appeared with some knives and forks.
"Have your dinner with Joseph," he said to her, "and stay in the kitchen until Mr. Lockwood has gone."
She left immediately. She was beautiful, and I liked her, but she did not seem to like me. I thought that maybe she did not meet many gentlemen. With Mr. Heathcliff on one side and Hareton on the other, it was a quiet, unhappy meal. When it was finished, I got up and said goodbye quickly. I was hoping to see Kathy one more time on my way out, but Hareton took me to my horse, so it was not possible. How boring life must be in that house, I thought, as I rode towards Thrushcross Grange. It would be so different if Kathy and I were friends and I could take her away to London.